You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
In the depths of an untamed island wilderness, where the shadows dance with sinister intent, and the silence is broken only by the hiss of slithering scales, there exists a primal fear that has haunted humanity since the dawn of time. It is a fear born of ancient instincts, etched into the very fabric of our beings, a fear of creatures that move with a fluid grace and strike with deadly precision. In the stillness of the night, when the moon hangs low in the sky and the air is thick with the scent of fear, the serpents emerge from their hidden lairs, their sinuous forms gliding effortlessly through the darkness, like phantoms of the night. With eyes as cold as midnight and fangs as sharp as daggers, they slither silently through the underbrush, their movements calculated and precise as they hunt for their unsuspecting prey. But beware, for the serpents are not creatures to be trifled with venom coursing through their veins and an insatiable hunger burning in their eyes. They strike without warning, their lethal embrace leaving behind nothing but death and despair in its wake. Welcome to Destination Terror, your passport to the scariest places in the world. From haunted hotels to locations of unexplained creature sightings, and now places that we only visit in our imaginations. We will travel to places that will provide excitement, adventure, and horror. Today we're taking a trip to Snake Island, an island so dangerous that it's against the law to go there. So if you're into travel and all things scary, listen close and you might just discover your next exciting adventure destination. But hopefully, not your final destination. Destination Terror is an EerieCast original podcast, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. If you would like to send us a suggestion or submit a story with your own experience, you can email them to carmencarrion@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter @carmencarrion. If you enjoy the show, please follow and rate Destination Terror on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help us grow. Also, check out EerieCast.com for more scary podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, the podcast where together we explore horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters, both ancient and modern. Sydney had been renting his boat out, carrying tourists and vacationers who had no understanding of the ocean. But this current group was probably the worst ones yet. They were rude and disrespectful. He knew that even though he had outlined the rules repeatedly, which included no alcohol, that they ignored him. He could smell it on their breath. They had most likely smuggled it on board in their cooler and soda bottles. Three guys and two girls on spring break from some college that they had mentioned, but he didn't care to remember. If you can picture the cast of a cheesy movie from the Sci-Fi Channel, you would get the perfect picture. Sydney usually enjoyed these excursions, especially when it was families, who were excited to see the beautiful sights of the Brazilian coastline. But today's bunch had him rethinking his career choice. The tall, dark-headed one had rented the boat. His friends called him Chad, but he had signed the paperwork with the name Thaddeus. He was some rich kid from the States who had lived an entitled, spoiled life and had never been taught respect. The other two guys were the typical rich kid sidekicks, along for the ride, free booze, and the girls. The girls, he thought at first, were just identical counterparts to their male companions, but one of them, the redheaded one, seemed more polite and intelligent. She had apologized repeatedly for her friend's actions, the blonde wasn't so nice. She wasn't your stereotypical ditzy blonde, more like just plain mean. She hadn't stopped complaining about his boat, how stupid Chad's friends were, and how the whole plan had been a mistake because there was zero phone signal. Definitely the perfect group for a cheesy sci-fi movie. Sydney had checked the weather before getting the boat ready that morning, and he knew that there was an afternoon storm that he could dodge with the right timing. His plan was near perfect, just like it had been under the same circumstances many times before, until one of the mouthy sidekicks fell over the side of the boat. He was obviously drunk, and even though he didn't drown, it took them almost 45 minutes to get him back in the boat, knocking them way off schedule. They would be lucky to miss the storm now. As if it couldn't get any worse, Sydney was having trouble getting the boat to start. It had given him some trouble a few weeks ago, but he had it checked out, and it had just been some maintenance issues. The storm came in fast, and the winds were strong, much more so than the forecast had predicted. The only bright side was that his passengers huddled together through it in terrified silence. As the storm raged around them, Sydney battled against the elements, his hands gripping the wheel with white-knuckled determination. With each gust of wind and crash of thunder, the boat was tossed like a toy in the ocean's angry waves. Despite his best efforts, even after finally getting the boat to start, Sydney struggled to keep the vessel on course, the engine still sputtering and faltering. In the midst of the chaos, the group of vacationers were still huddled together, their faces pale with fear as they clung to each other for support. The once boisterous and disrespectful bunch now cowered in the face of nature's wrath, their earlier bravado replaced by a sense of impending doom. As the storm raged on, Sydney's mind raced with thoughts of escape and survival. With each passing moment, the situation grew more dire, the boat battered and buffeted by the relentless fury of the sea. Desperation gnawed at his insides as he fought against the rising tide of panic threatening to overwhelm him. With a final desperate effort, Sydney managed to coax the engine back to life one more time, the sound of its roaring motor a welcome relief amidst the howling winds. With trembling hands, he steered the boat through the tumultuous waters, his heart pounding with the fear of what lay ahead. But just as they seemed to be on the brink of safety, disaster struck once more. A deafening crack split the air as lightning struck the mast, sending shards of wood splintering in all directions. The boat lurched violently, throwing Sydney and his passengers to the deck in a tangled heap of limbs and fear. As darkness closed in around them, Sydney's mind raced. With the storm still raging and the boat now crippled, their chances of making it to safety seemed slim at best. As the storm continued to rage with unrelenting fury, the battered boat was tossed about like a mere plaything in the hands of the tempestuous sea. With each crashing wave, Sydney fought to maintain control, his hands gripping the wheel with a desperation born of sheer determination. Suddenly, amidst the chaos, there came a moment of eerie calm. The deafening roar of the wind and the pounding of the waves seemed to fade into the background, replaced by an ominous silence that hung heavy in the air. Through the thick curtain of rain, Sydney squinted into the distance, his heart skipping a beat as he caught sight of a dark shape looming ahead. As the boat drew nearer, Sydney's blood ran cold as recognition dawned upon him. It was an island that he had seen before in his travels, an island that he had hoped never to encounter again. It was Snake Island. A sense of dread settled over Sydney like a suffocating blanket as the boat was carried closer to the shore. With a sickening thud, the boat ran aground on the sand, jolting Sydney and his passengers from their dazed stupor. As they stumbled onto the beach, their eyes wide with fear, Sydney's gaze swept over the desolate landscape, taking in the twisted trees and the tangled undergrowth that seemed to writhe with a life of its own. "We're on Snake Island," Sydney whispered hoarsely, his voice barely audible over the howling wind. We need to find shelter before nightfall. Can't you call for help on the radio? Chad asked frantically. No. The lightning knocked out everything. We'll have to wait until someone notices we're missing and sends help. Until then, we have to find shelter. And on this island, the storm is the least of our worries. In the desolate expanses of the South Atlantic Ocean, approximately 90 miles from the southeastern shores of Brazil, lurks an island shrouded in an eerie and foreboding atmosphere. Locals dare not set foot upon its mysterious terrain, for it's said that those who have ventured too close to the mysterious shores of Snake Island have met a fate both gruesome and perplexing. Whispers of a haunting legend persist, recounting the tale of an ill-fated fisherman who, after straying into forbidden waters, was discovered days later, adrift on his own vessel, lifeless in a pool of his own blood. The view of the island from the ocean offers tropical weather, rainforest, and a great coastline, but sadly, no one can ever go there. This beautiful oasis is off limits, and not to keep it beautiful and protected from tourists, but because it is infested with some of the most terrifying creatures known to man, snakes. And not just any kind of snakes, the very worst kind of snakes. A bite from one of these snakes is almost certain death, especially if it happens on a secluded island miles away from medical help. This danger comes in the form of the golden lancehead pit vipers, one of the deadliest snakes in the world. The term lancehead viper is commonly associated with the genus Bothrops, but there is a specific and notorious species known as the golden lancehead, found on Snake Island. The golden lancehead is endemic to Snake Island, meaning it is found nowhere else in the world. The island's terrain consists of rocky surfaces and dense vegetation, providing an ideal habitat for the golden lancehead vipers. The isolation of Snake Island has led to a unique evolution of the golden lancehead species, resulting in distinct characteristics compared to mainland lancehead vipers. The venom of the golden lancehead is exceptionally potent, and it primarily contains hemotoxins that can lead to tissue damage and blood clotting issues. The venom in the snake can be fatal in an hour if you were to get bitten. That doesn't leave a lot of time to get to safety, and with the island being 90 kilometers off the coast of Brazil, it would take a very fast boat to make it back to shore and to a hospital in time. The diet of the golden lancehead primarily consists of birds, as the island lacks mammals. The vipers have adapted to hunt and consume the migratory birds that visit the island. Snake Island has one of the highest snake population densities in the world, with estimates suggesting that there may be one snake per square meter. Due to the high toxicity of their venom and the potential danger they pose, Snake Island is off limits to the public. Access is restricted to researchers with special permits. It's important to note that the reputation of Snake Island and its golden lancehead vipers as one of the most dangerous places on Earth is well known. The snakes have become the subject of fascination and curiosity, contributing to the mysterious aura surrounding the island. The island is home to a lighthouse, constructed in 1909 to help guide ships navigating the waters of the South Atlantic. The lighthouse keepers, if any, would have had limited and isolated living conditions. As legend would have it, the last one and his family didn't make it off, as it's thought that snakes got into his home through open windows. It's scary to think someone would live on the island, and even worse, be afraid of what is outside all the time. The golden lancehead viper can grow over half a meter in length. When you consider that there is a snake on the island for every square meter, it's not something you want to visualize. It may not be the longest snake in the world by far, as cobras and pythons are longer, but when you factor in the number of them on the island, Half a meter in length might as well be 10 meters. Would you prefer one really big snake or thousands of little ones? The presence of the golden lancehead vipers on Snake Island is thought to have originated from mainland snakes that were trapped on the island when sea levels rose after the Ice Age, isolating the landmass. Snake Island has been recognized for its unique biodiversity, and conservation efforts have been focused on preserving the habitat and protecting the golden lancehead vipers. The golden lancehead venom is so powerful that, according to the Smithsonian, it is 5 times more venomous than mainland snakes, and it can melt human skin on contact, as that is how the snakes hunt for food. So it's a good thing people don't visit the island that often, as these snakes could really do a number on a human being who isn't well protected and getting a little too close for comfort. In recent years, scientists and researchers have been granted limited access to Snake Island for the purpose of studying the unique snake species. Due to its isolation and the challenges of accessing the island, detailed historical records are scarce. The majority of information available about Snake Island pertains to its ecological significance, especially in relation to the golden lancehead vipers and the restrictions in place to protect both the snakes and potential visitors. The island has become the subject of various legends and myths, fueled by its dangerous snake population. Stories of shipwrecks and mysterious disappearances in the vicinity have contributed to its enigmatic reputation. While most people call it Snake Island, the real name of the island is, in fact, Ilha Queimada Grande, which roughly translates in Portuguese to Slash and Burn Fire, or Big Burnt Island. It already doesn't sound like a place anyone would want to go, even if you took out all the snakes. No one is booking a trip to an island resort called Slash and Burn Fire, and add on thousands of snakes. That's more than enough to scare anyone away from going there. The reason the island is named Slash and Burn Fire is that is what was done to it in order to try and prepare it to be a plantation for growing, according to Business Insider. A banana plantation, in fact, was supposed to grow out of the rainforest, but the failed attempt left the island with a pretty unique name and an interesting story. It's still creepy either way you look at it. An island named after fire, slashing, and burning, or an island named after snakes. Some of these stories have contributed to the island's mysterious and eerie reputation. One legend suggests that the island is home to hidden treasures guarded by venomous snakes. The legend of the hidden treasure on Snake Island involves a tale of pirates and a supposed cache of riches guarded by the venomous golden lancehead vipers. Centuries ago, during the golden age of piracy, a notorious pirate crew sailed the treacherous waters of the South Atlantic. As the story goes, after amassing a substantial treasure plundered from various voyages, the pirates sought a secluded and secure location to bury their ill-gotten gains. Legends say that these pirates, driven by greed and paranoia, chose the remote and foreboding Snake Island as the site for their hidden treasure. Fearing betrayal and double-crossing among their own ranks, the pirates devised an elaborate burial ceremony for their loot. According to the legend, the pirates created a labyrinth series of tunnels and chambers within the rocky terrain of Snake Island, carefully concealing their stolen riches deep within the earth. As an additional layer of protection, they invoked dark rituals and placed a curse on the buried treasure, warning that anyone attempting to seize it would face the wrath of the serpents dwelling on the island. To ensure the secrecy and safety of their treasure, the pirates are said to have enlisted the help of the golden lancehead vipers inhabiting Snake Island. Legend has it that these venomous snakes were somehow bound to guard the hidden riches, and their lethal bites would befall anyone foolish enough to approach the concealed wealth. Over time, the exact location of the buried treasure became obscured, and the pirates themselves succumbed to the dangers of their chosen hideaway. The supposed map leading to the treasure was lost, leaving subsequent generations of adventurers and fortune seekers to speculate about the existence of the hidden riches. There are also legends that involve sirens and sea monsters associated with Snake Island that contribute to the island's mysterious and eerie reputation. Long ago, sailors navigating the treacherous waters near Snake Island spoke of enchanting sirens that were said to inhabit the rocky shores. According to the legends, these mesmerizing sea creatures possessed ethereal beauty and lured passing ships closer with their hauntingly beautiful songs. Mariners drawn by the allure of the sirens would find themselves entranced by the melodies, unknowingly sailing towards the perilous waters surrounding Snake Island. As ships approached the island, the siren songs were believed to intensify, casting a spell over the sailors. The legends tell of mariners who, captivated by the sirens' enchantment, sailed too close to the rocky shores, only to meet a tragic fate. It is said that the perilous waters around Snake Island claimed numerous vessels, leaving behind tales of shipwrecks and lost crews. In addition to sirens, some legends speak of sea monsters lurking beneath the waves surrounding Snake Island. These mythical creatures were believed to be guardians of the island, ensuring that no one would escape their clutches once ensnared by the siren's song. The sea monsters were said to have the power to capsize ships and drag sailors beneath the depths, adding an element of supernatural terror to the waters. According to the legends, there existed a mysterious and symbiotic alliance between the sirens and the golden lancehead vipers inhabiting Snake Island. Some tales suggested that the snakes were drawn to the island by the haunting melodies of the sirens, forming a mystical connection between the two eerie entities. As these legends spread, the waters surrounding Snake Island became known as forbidden and cursed. Sailors, superstitious and fearful of the sirens and sea monsters, would navigate far around the island, avoiding the mysterious allure that seemed to emanate from its shores. Legends have circulated about ships that supposedly disappeared mysteriously in the waters surrounding the island. Legend has it that sailors who ventured too close to Snake Island heard strange and eerie whispers carried by the ocean breeze. The waves seemed to murmur warnings, cautioning seafarers to steer clear of the island's shores. The tale spoke of mysterious voices that echoed through the mist, hinting at the perils that awaited those who dared to approach. Some stories tell of phantom ships that appeared and disappeared around Snake Island, their ghostly outlines haunting the horizon. Witnesses claim to have seen spectral vessels sailing silently through the mist, only to vanish without a trace. These phantom ships were believed to be a foreboding omen, marking the boundary between the known world and the mystique of Snake Island. According to the legends, ships that sailed too close to the island would sometimes vanish without a trace. Crews aboard these vessels were said to have met mysterious fates, disappearing into the unknown. The stories spoke of abandoned ships drifting aimlessly, devoid of any signs of life, as if the sea itself had claimed the sailors. Sailors navigating the waters around Snake Island were said to experience strange phenomena, with compass needles spinning uncontrollably and navigation instruments behaving erratically. Some tales suggest that the island exuded a magnetic force, disorienting ships and leading them astray, ultimately contributing to their disappearance. Superstitions and local beliefs intertwined with the legends, attributing the disappearances to the wrath of the golden lancehead vipers inhabiting Snake Island. It was said that the snakes, acting as protectors of the island, wielded a supernatural influence over the seas, ensnaring unsuspecting ships in their curse. Legends and myths have also suggested the presence of supernatural forces or spirits on the island. According to some local legends, Snake Island is believed to be guarded by ancient spirits or supernatural entities. These guardian spirits are said to have inhabited the island since time immemorial, watching over its secrets and influencing the fate of those who approach its shores. Some tales speak of Snake Island as a place where the boundaries between the spirit world and the mortal realm are thin. It is said that the island acts as a bridge between dimensions, allowing mystical forces to manifest and influence the environment. The whispers of these otherworldly entities are said to echo through the winds that sweep across the island. Legend has it that Snake Island is cursed ground, and that those who set foot on its soil may be subjected to the influence of malevolent spirits. The curse is said to bring misfortune and doom to anyone who disregards the warnings and attempts to explore the forbidden depths of the island. The lighthouse on Snake Island, built in 1909, is sometimes associated with ghostly phenomena. Stories circulate about eerie lights flickering in the tower, mysterious shadows moving through the corridors, and ghostly apparitions of long-departed keepers who may have met tragic fates while tending to the light. In some versions of the legends, it is believed that ancient rituals and offerings were made to appease the spirits inhabiting Snake Island. Locals, respecting the supernatural nature of the island, may have performed ceremonies to seek protection or to avoid invoking the wrath of the unseen forces dwelling there. The very air on Snake Island is said to be imbued with a mythical energy that can influence the thoughts and emotions of those who enter its domain. Potential visitors are warned of an otherworldly presence, and the island itself is described as a place where reality intertwines with the supernatural. While these legends of hidden treasures, sea monsters, and supernatural forces add a layer of mystique to Snake Island, it is best to remember that there is a very real, living, slithering threat on the island, and anyone who dares to venture there most likely will never return.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sydney knew they had to get out of the storm, but more importantly, he had to prepare them for what lay ahead. "Listen close," he motioned for them to come near, so they could hear over the storm. "This island is infested with snakes, the deadly kind. No one is supposed to be here, ever. But there is an old abandoned lighthouse somewhere along the shore. If we can make it there, we might be safe against the storm and the snakes." As Sydney's voice carried over the howling wind, the group huddled together, their faces pale with fear, as they listened to his words. The revelation of the island's deadly inhabitants sent a shiver down their spines, and they clung to Sydney's every word with a desperate urgency. "We need to stick together and move quickly." Sydney continued, "Stay close to me and follow my lead. If we encounter any snakes, do not provoke them. Keep calm and slowly back away. Understand?" Nods of agreement greeted Sydney's instructions as the group embraced themselves for the perilous trek ahead. With the storm beginning to build new fury around them, they set off into the darkness, their hearts pounding with fear. As they navigated through the dense undergrowth, the air thick with the scent of danger, Sydney's mind raced with thoughts of survival. Each step brought them closer to the abandoned lighthouse, their only hope of sanctuary amidst the chaos of the storm and the looming threat of the island's deadly inhabitants. But as they pressed onward, their progress was hindered by the treacherous terrain and the relentless onslaught of the storm. Branches whipped at their faces, and the ground beneath their feet grew slick with mud, threatening to send them tumbling into the darkness below. Suddenly, a piercing scream shattered the stillness of the air, echoing through the darkness like a cry of despair. Sydney's heart lurched in his chest as he turned to see one of the vacationers, the blonde girl, clutching her arm in agony, her face contorted with pain. "She's been bitten!" someone cried out, their voice filled with panic. With a sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach, Sidney rushed to the girl's side, his hands trembling as he examined the wound. Sure enough, two puncture marks marred her skin, oozing with venom from the bite of a golden lancehead viper, leaving yellow streaks where the skin was already beginning to decay. Frantic with fear, Sidney knew that they had to act quickly if they were to save the girl's life. With the storm still raging outside and no hope of rescue in sight, their only chance lay in finding a way to neutralize the venom and get her to safety. Grim determination etched upon his face, Sidney rallied the group, assigning tasks and delegating responsibilities in a desperate bid to keep their composure amidst the chaos. With makeshift bandages and improvised remedies, they worked to combat the effects of the venom, their hearts heavy with the knowledge that time was running out. But as the minutes stretched into an endless blur of darkness and uncertainty, hope began to wane, replaced by a creeping sense of despair. With each passing moment, the girl's condition deteriorated, her breathing growing shallow and labored as the venom coursed through her veins. As the storm whipped around them with relentless fury, Chad encouraged her, and Sidney heard her name for the first time. "Amy, hang in there." Chad gently lifted Amy into his arms, his muscles flexing with the effort as he cradled her against his chest. "Come on, Amy," Chad said softly, his voice a comforting reassurance amidst the chaos of the storm. "I've got you." Amy's eyes met Chad's with a mixture of gratitude and relief, her hands clutching onto his shoulders for support. Sidney was shocked by the young man's bravado. He hadn't seen that coming. Lightning snaked across the sky, and Sidney was relieved to see that the lighthouse was not that much farther away, if they could just get there without anyone else getting bitten. Sidney knew that the odds of saving Amy without immediate rescue were very slim, but he didn't tell the others. He just focused on getting them to a safe place. They made the remainder of the trek to the lighthouse without so much as seeing another snake. They must be taking shelter from the storm, Sidney thought to himself. He just hoped that shelter wasn't inside the lighthouse. As they reached the foot of the lighthouse, Sidney's heart hammered in his chest with a mixture of fear and dread. With a deep breath, he stilled himself for whatever lay ahead and pushed open the creaking door, his senses on high alert for any sign of danger. But as the group stepped inside, what they found waiting for them was far from what they had expected. The interior of the lighthouse was deserted, its once grand halls now nothing more than a shadow of their former glory. There was no sign of any snakes, no trace of the deadly inhabitants that had haunted Sidney's thoughts since their arrival on the island. Relief washed over Sidney like a tidal wave as he realized that they were safe, at least for the moment. With the storm still raging outside and Amy's condition growing more dire by the minute, they would need to find a way to wait out the night and pray for rescue to come at first light. With Amy's condition worsening by the minute, Sidney and the group sprang into action, doing everything in their power to make her as comfortable as possible. They fashioned a makeshift bed out of blankets and cushions, carefully tending to her wounds and administering whatever first aid supplies they had on hand. As the storm raged on outside, they huddled together in the dim light of the lanterns, their hearts heavy with worry for their injured companion. Chad sat by Amy's side, his eyes never leaving her face, as he whispered words of comfort and encouragement, his hand clasped tightly in hers. The rest of the group gathered around, offering whatever support they could, as they waited out the long night ahead. Sidney kept a vigilant watch, his senses on high alert for any sign of danger, but the lighthouse remained eerily quiet, its walls echoing with the howling wind outside. As the minutes passed, feeling like hours, exhaustion weighed heavily upon them, their bodies weary from the trials of the day. One by one they fell asleep, while Sidney kept watch, until finally exhaustion overcame him as well. As sunlight filtered through the dusty windows of the lighthouse, Sidney stirred from his fitful slumber, his senses slowly awakening to the sound of distant screams echoing through the stillness of the morning air. At first, the cries seemed like a distant echo of a nightmare. But as he rose to a sitting position, his heart hammering in his chest, he realized with a sinking dread that they were all too real. The screams grew louder and more frantic, punctuated by the sound of thrashing and scrambling against the wooden floorboards. Sydney's eyes widened in horror as he took in the scene before him. One of the young men, whose name he couldn't remember, was thrashing wildly as he was engulfed by a writhing mass of snakes. The room seemed to pulse with the slithering movement of the serpents, their sinuous bodies coiling and twisting around each other in a macabre dance of death. Some were small and slender, their scales gleaming in the sunlight as they slithered across the floor, while others were larger and more menacing, their venomous fangs bared in silent aggression. Sydney's breath caught in his throat as he realized the full extent of their predicament. They were surrounded by snakes, and there was nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Panic surged through him like a tidal wave as he scrambled to his feet, his mind racing with thoughts of escape. But as he carefully moved to wake the others that he could reach safely, he realized with a sinking dread that they were already awake, their faces contorted with terror as they stared in horror at the writhing mass of serpents that surrounded them. The redhead clung to Chad's arm, her eyes wide with fear, while Amy lay pale and motionless on her makeshift bed. Sydney's worst fears were confirmed by the color of her skin. They watched in horror as the two other young men were each slowly bitten numerous times as the snakes wrapped around both their bodies until finally they fell to the floor. Covered in that many snakes, Sydney couldn't even imagine how many venomous bites they had already endured. The helplessness of watching the two young men die before him made him want to vomit. With each passing moment, the snakes drew closer, their slithering forms weaving a deadly web around Sydney and the remaining two survivors. Desperation clawed at Sydney's insides as he searched frantically for a way out, but the room seemed to shrink around them, closing in like a suffocating embrace. And then, just as it seemed that all hope was lost, a glimmer of salvation appeared on the horizon. A faint sound, growing louder and more insistent with each passing second. It was the sound of a rescue boat approaching, its engines roaring in the distance like a beacon of hope amidst the chaos. As the serpents closed in around them, Sydney's mind raced for a solution, his heart pounding with desperation as he realized the urgency of their situation. With Amy, most likely dead, and the other two, possibly dead or near death, his options were limited, but Sydney refused to give up hope. Spotting a small window on the far side of the room, Sydney knew it was their only chance of escape. With a sense of grim determination, he motioned for Chad, nodding towards the window. Chad tried to lift Amy, but that's when Sydney saw the realization on his face, as the young man stifled a cry. He slowly stood and reached for the other girl's hand in an attempt to carefully escort her across the room. But no matter how careful they were, it wasn't enough. The slithering mass of snakes was too thick. The first step that Chad took earned him a sharp bite on his ankle. He cried out and stumbled into the slithering mass where numerous bites followed all over his body. When Chad fell, he had lost his grip on his friend. She was frozen in terror as she watched him become blanketed in the scaly bodies. Sydney still was frozen in place, watching helplessly. He looked across the snake-filled room at the girl with the red hair and motioned for her to move slowly and quietly toward him. At first, she refused, but then desperation pushed her forward. She forced herself to move, her movements slow and deliberate as she navigated through the tangled web of danger that surrounded her. With each step she took, Sydney's heart leapt with hope his mind racing with thoughts of escape and survival. As she drew closer to him, he reached out a trembling hand, his fingers embracing hers, a silent gesture of hope. With the serpents closing in around them like a tightening noose, Sydney knew that their only chance for survival lay in making a swift and decisive escape. They could no longer make it to the window, but by some miracle, the path to the door was cleared. As Sydney stood closest to the door, his heart pounding with fear, he motioned urgently for the girl with the red hair to follow him, his eyes locking with hers in a silent plea of cooperation. Sydney braced himself for the final push to freedom, his muscles tensed and ready for action as he prepared to make a break for the door. As the girl hesitated, her eyes wide with fear, Sydney pulled her trembling hand and gently urged her forward, his voice barely a whisper as he urged her to trust him. Sydney lunged towards the door, his fingers wrapping tightly around the handle as he yanked it open with all his strength. With the girl by his side, he dashed through the doorway, his heart pounding in his chest as they burst out into the open air. For just a moment, they stood frozen on the threshold, their chests heaving with exertion as they took in their surroundings. But as the sound of the snake's hissing grew louder behind them, Sydney knew that they couldn't afford to linger. With a sense of urgency driving them forward, Sydney and the girl raced towards the safety of the waiting rescue boat, their feet pounding against the ground in a desperate bid for freedom. As they ran across the sandy beach, they could see vipers slithering across the sand here and there, but they were able to dodge them, hopscotching from one side to the other, narrowly missing several deadly strikes. As Sydney and the girl reached the safety of the rescue boat, their hearts still pounding with the adrenaline of their narrow escape, they collapsed onto the deck, their breath coming in ragged gasps as they took in the magnitude of what they had just endured. For a moment they sat in silence, the only sound the gentle lapping of the waves against the hull of the boat and the distant cries of the circling seagulls overhead. But amidst the stillness, there was an unspoken understanding between them. They had survived the horrors of Snake Island together, and they were bound by a shared experience that would forever link them. Finally, the girl broke the silence, her voice soft and trembling as she spoke. "Thank you," she said, her eyes brimming with tears as she reached out to clasp Sydney's hands in hers. "I don't know what I would have done without you." Sydney met her gaze with a solemn nod, his own eyes reflecting the weight of the ordeal they had just endured. "You don't need to thank me," he replied quietly. And then as the boat headed toward the horizon, where the sun cast a golden glow over the tranquil waters, the girl spoke again, her voice barely above a whisper. "My name is Lily," she said, a small smile tugging at the corners of her lips, despite the heaviness in her heart. Sydney returned her smile, a sense of camaraderie blossoming between them amidst the aftermath of tragedy. "It's good to meet you, Lily," he said, his voice filled with genuine warmth and gratitude. Thank you for joining us on our journey to Snake Island. Tune in next week as we discuss another terrific location. I'm Carmen Carrion. Remember, you can send me suggestions and stories of haunted places to my email, carmencarrion@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter @CarmenCarrion. Go to eeriecast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Freaky Folklore, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. Until next time, be safe out there until I see you at our next destination.